Welcome back. Well, German private investment holding company Aton intends to make a buyout of construction group Murray & Roberts at a cash offer of 15 Rand per share after increasing its shareholding in the company between February and April last year. The surge in Murray & Roberts' share price suggests that the market likes the idea. But is this the right time and offer for the company? Mark ter Mors, who's head of research at SGB Securities, joins us on the line with more insight. As Murray & Roberts is unable to comment until an independent board has reviewed the correspondence from Aton. Thanks so much, Mark, for your time this evening. So that's what we're potentially looking at here. And the offer, a 56% premium to Friday's closing price on Murray & Roberts of 9.64 Rand. As I say, the market's seemingly liking the announcement. How are you digesting the possibility of this takeover and at that price tag?
Yeah, good evening, Alicia. I think first of all, we need to recognize that Murray & Roberts offers investors exposure to global capital expenditure, particularly relating to global resources, both in mining as well as in oil and gas. What we've seen the last year or so, if we've seen commodity prices globally having recovered, that has started to impact confidence levels of miners that are committing more capex to both existing and new projects. And therefore, in our view, we're at a very early stage of possibly seeing strong recoveries in capital expenditure. Now, and therefore, we are of the opinion that the 15 rands per share does at this stage not fully reflect fair value for the underlying assets and for the profit recovery potential if we're looking forward over the next 12 to 24 months. So as an example, SBG Securities, we have a target value for Murray & Roberts of 19.80 rand, and that would then imply that's called a PE multiple of 9.7 if we look 1 year forward. Mm-hmm. That would compare to Aton at an offer at 15 Rand, reflecting 7.3. So that's quite clear, therefore, that we believe that the offer still doesn't reflect full value for Murray & Roberts.
So this could well be a very opportunistic from Aton's perspective, even at this premium, especially given the fact that back in October, we had Murray & Roberts sitting at 17 Rand. And as you say, this potentially the low point in Murray & Roberts' earnings cycle. Mark, what's interesting is that we've got Aton bypassing the company to make this offer directly to shareholders. So, how hostile do you see this potentially becoming?
So, of course, investors will have a different point of view of how this cycle is going to transpire and what that therefore means for the value for Murray & Roberts. And we clearly have seen some shareholders already apparently providing irrevocable undertakings to participate in the 15 Rand offer. But there's still many, we believe, that still need to make up their minds if they believe this is attractive or rather hold on for potentially improved offers or actually continue to own Murray & Roberts' share and benefit from how the cycle is going to play out. So as an example, for instance, when we look at the global capex levels in mining relative to the value of their output, that is currently at an all-time low at about 5%. Well, if you look historically through a cycle, those capex levels tend to be between 12 to 15%. And that, again, indicates that at this stage, we're still at a very low point in that cycle.
Okay, so we've got Murray & Roberts appointing this independent board in order to advise shareholders on whether to accept the offer or not. And, the speculation is that we're going to start seeing them push for a higher value. Are you surprised that amidst it all, Mark, Alan Gray, which owns 10.9% of Murray & Roberts, has given Aton an irrevocable undertaking to accept the offer?
Well, it's difficult, of course, for me to comment on that. I think Alan Gray has probably done their own analysis, and I believe they may have been sellers to Aton in prior occasions when we go back to early 2017, and therefore they will have a different point of view on the cycle and the prospects of Murray & Roberts.
Yeah. Aton says that it's discussed various options with Murray & Roberts' board, including the selling of Aton's Canadian subsidiary, Redpath Mining, in exchange for shares. So, one assumes there's been quite a bit of a disagreement on the direction of the company and where focus should be. Mark, with this coming to the table, why would a transaction like this make sense? What merit do you see in terms of what Murray & Roberts would add to the Aton stable and how Murray & Roberts is set to then leverage off that?
Okay, so we are obviously speculating here because we're not representing Aton, right? But we would believe that Aton has an interest to combine, in other words, merge the Red Path mining assets it already owns, together with the underground mining assets of Murray Roberts. So in our point of view, both of those two companies are actually global leaders in that very niche sector of being able to mine at extremely deep levels to the benefit of clients globally. So there could therefore be substantial benefits and synergy benefits to be able to combine Red Path mining and the underground mining business of Murray Roberts. Then, of course, that begs the question, what will Atto do with the remainder of the assets that it may own in Murray Roberts? The other assets being, of course, the oil and gas business, which is currently mainly exposed to LNG plant maintenance and plant building in Australasia, and, of course, the power and water business in Southern Africa.
Yeah, those two business, but also a lot of criticism centering around the Gautrain business and its recent further investment on that track. How detrimental in your books, Mark, has that further investment in the Gautrain been for Murray and Roberts?
Yeah, so the investment, the lift up in investment of Murray and Roberts, in our view, has contributed, or I say, has kind of raised above 50% ownership over the concession rights of Gautrain. In kind of our estimates, we believe that that ownership will contribute about 240, 230 million rands per annum in both fair value assessments as well as underlying dividends. And in our view, investors should actually recognize that as providing a very nice, comfortable defensive base, as indeed there are downside risks to one of the business units in Murray Roberts, which is power and water. So we will probably all know and are fully familiar with the exposure of Murray Roberts towards the Mudupi Kusile power station. As those power stations going into the final phase of execution, those earning streams will start coming up for power and water. And we believe, therefore, the investment that Murray Roberts made in Gautrain is going to provide a good base or a good foundation to recover from that downside risk from power and water.
Well, Mark, we're going to have to see how this all plays out. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Mark Termors is head of research at SGB Securities.